Turning to sports now on KNKX, the Mariners made more roster moves this week. That means more veteran players are leaving Seattle. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about the reasons for the drastic purge. Art, can you help Mariners fans make sense of these moves, or are we beyond that?
The Mariners' history is so futile, I guess, that it overwhelms the logic behind some of these moves. And I think each individual move, you can probably justify at a ground level. But from 30,000 feet, we're talking about a team that has had four playoff appearances in 41 years. And, you know, this year they had an 89-win season, and they're tearing it down. Nobody tears down from an 89-win season except for the Mariners. And so I can understand fans, advertisers, sponsors, everybody just throwing up their hands and saying, what is going on? But Jerry DePoto, the general manager who loves to trade, has torn everything down to the studs, even though he said that was not what he wanted to do at the beginning of the season.
Let's talk about who's gone.
This has been an amazing transformation. The Mariners have traded their two best pitchers, James Paxton and reliever Edwin Diaz. And then among position players, they let Nelson Cruz go into free agency, and they traded catcher Mike Zunino, shortstop Gene Segura, second baseman Robinson Cano, and reserve outfielder Guillermo Heredia. They also moved three relievers, Juan Nicasio, Alex Colome, and James Pazos. And so this has been a remarkable drainage of what was, you know, pretty decent veteran talent. And they got back a lot of prospects, but they took back two veteran guys, Jay Bruce, who's an outfielder, and Carlos Santana at first base, who are both over 30 with fairly hefty contracts, but that's the only way they could make these deals done is if they absorbed other contracts. They did get rid of Robinson Cano's $120 million he was owed over the next 5 years, but it cost them Diaz in a trade to the Mets. And so all of this roster tumult is a way to get ready for contention in 20 and 21, but they're having a season in 2019, and I don't think too many fans are going to show up.
At the root of this seems to be their farm system.
That's the biggest problem. The reason DePoto went to these lengths was because of years and years of bad drafts. They're not getting productive players to the major league level to be contributors, and this goes back two general managers ago. And the upshot is that DePoto had to go to this extreme just to populate the farm system. These guys aren't going to be ready, typically, in 2019.
Well, I hate to ask, are they done dealing?
No. The winter meetings are coming up, and DePoto said before this offseason that there were probably three untouchables. Diaz was one, another starting pitcher, Marco Gonzalez, and also Mitch Haniger, who was their best overall player last year. But I think now DePoto's ready to move all of them. They can't move Kyle Seager because he makes too much money and plays too poorly. And the same thing can be said for Felix Hernandez. So they're stuck with those two guys unless they want to pay nearly all of their salaries to let them go play somewhere else. And so I would say that DePoto, now that he's torn down things this far, may as well go all the way, and they're going to have a 60-win season next year. And the fans are just going to have to tolerate it. I don't know if they're going to tear down ticket prices to match. I kind of doubt it. So it's going to be pretty bleak at whatever they call the field next year, field.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.